know, there's no shortage of opinions when it comes to the greatest male rock singer of all time, the GOAT. You know, critics, fans, and forums, they've all debated it endlessly. And while I don't necessarily disagree with the usual names, you know, Robert Plant, Freddie Mercury, and so forth, there are some incredible voices that rarely get the recognition they deserve. You know, they're never mentioned in the same breath. So on this episode, I'm shining a light on those unsung heroes. Vocalists who should absolutely be in the conversation for the greatest ever. And there's some real surprises on here I think you'll like, including one raspy rocker who was so poetic he could make a seedy stripper seem like a goddess. And another rocker who had such a talent at his peak that his 1986 hit with his new band was so grand it felt like he was just showing off. And then there's a man who's one of the greatest guitarists ever and really the secondary singer in his band, but his melancholy performance on a 1975 song was so sensational it's become the greatest album cut in history. Man, so many great vocalists, and the stories are coming up next on Professor of Rock. Hey, music junkies, Professor of Rock, always here to celebrate the greatest artists and the greatest songs of all time. You know, if you ever talked yourself into buying Cracked magazine because Mad only came out 8 times a year and you were missing it, you're going to dig this channel of deep musical nostalgia. Make sure to subscribe below right now. Click the white button and click the bell so you always know when stuff comes out. I always told myself I'm not buying Cracked, it's not as good as Mad, and then I would finally, you know, the money would burn a hole in my pocket and I'd do it. I've got a good episode today. This countdown isn't about charts or sales or stats. There's no formula here. It's just about that indescribable feeling you get the moment that these 10 singers step up to the mic and let their glorious voices just soar. I mean, when we talk about the greatest male singers in rock history, we always talk about the same names. There's Robert Plant, Freddie Mercury, and Steve Perry, and Paul Rodgers, and Bon Scott, Roger Daltrey, and Lennon McCartney, and I even hear Brad Delp more and more. And these guys are all more than worthy of that distinction. But today, I have a list of 10 male singers that don't get mentioned a lot in these conversations, though they're amazing in their own right. Don't get me wrong, these artists are all famous. They just don't get the recognition they truly deserve as vocalists in that conversation. But I'm here to change that and give the spotlight to them and also mention one song that highlights their magic. All right, let's get started. Coming in at number 10, I have the King of the Rasp, one of the most distinct voices in American rock, Mr. Bob Seger. Someday, lady, you'll accompany me. Bob doesn't get nearly enough credit as a singer, as a vocalist. I mean, his songwriting is rich, it's engaging, and his repertoire of great songs is just so deep. But it's his voice that makes him such a compelling artist. That raspy, whiskey-soaked baritone of his, it isn't just cool, it's packed with emotion and grit. The ashes smolder, but the warmth soon gone. He's got this way of swinging that oozes swagger and confidence, especially when he's telling stories about working class life in the heartland. Bob has a real gift for blending, you know, melody with that rugged tone, creating a sound that's unmistakably his. As a vocalist, Bob is one of the most authentic and powerful of the rock era, no doubt. And he really showcases his vocal versatility, and we've got tonight.